This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton put out a statement today. It's fired Edward Snowden, the guy who revealed those secret NSA programs. Before Booz Allen, Snowden worked for the government. He was a computer technician at the CIA, a job that requires a security clearance. Marketplace's David Gura reports a government clearance is an increasingly attractive private sector calling card.
Maggie New is a career counselor at George Washington University. She works with students studying international affairs. A diploma is important, she counsels them, but so is another credential.
The clearance is your ticket. You know, it's like having a degree. You need it.
New advises students to take internships that require a security clearance. They can get it out of the way early. And when students get clearance, New says put it at the top of the resume, right next to their alma mater. It's that important, she says.
There are many companies, consulting companies, that only will interview people who have a clearance already.
Don Daniel is a professor of security studies at Georgetown, who used to work for the chairman of the National Intelligence Council. He says a national security contracting boom started after 9/11. There were huge new demands on the intelligence community.
The growth was so huge that there was no way to do it without having to go outside the government.
The federal government spends about $500 billion on contracts every year. Today, an estimated 5 million Americans have some kind of security clearance. Applicants for consulting jobs who have been cleared by the government are attractive because they could start right away. Companies know that, practically speaking, those applicants are a safer bet. David Van Slyke is a professor of public administration at Syracuse.
Getting something like a security clearance is a very time-consuming and often expensive proposition.
It's something an employer would prefer to avoid. The whole process can take months, and Van Slyke says it can cost tens of thousands of dollars. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.